let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Glad you're with us on the program today. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Jeremy Gorman, says man's outrageous energy demand is destroying the very atmosphere in which we live, poisoning our oceans. If we continue on this path, he says, in 100 years, the world will be uninhabitable. He's the author of the much-talked-about book Energetics, Your New Energy. It's free, it's clean, it's everywhere. He says new energy will cut your energy bill, stop global warming, inhibit climate change and further increases in violent storms. It will even employ thousands locally, and it's doable, and we can do it together. Jeremy, a child of the Depression, has been fascinated by the way things affect our everyday lives. He helped develop clean air practices in Cleveland, Ohio's Air Pollution Control Department. He helped develop the budding new art of fiberglass construction materials, was a leader in developing adhesives that cured chemically instead of evaporating solvents into our atmosphere. The book is Your Guide to Saving Money by Saving the Earth, Energetics, Your New Energy. It's free, it's clean, it's everywhere. Author Jeremy Gorman with us on This Week in America. Jeremy, been looking forward to this. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
This is an exciting and important book that we're going to be talking about today. But in reading your background, your life has been all about innovation, hasn't it? The fact that you're talking now about energetics, you've been doing this basically your entire life.
Yes, I have. I've been working with energy a long time.
And seen many changes over the years. And you know now, if we continue on this path, it's not going to end well. Let's go back and talk about the problem I mentioned, the outrageous demand for energy that we have. Talk about the serious consequences of that, because it really is putting a sort of an end date on the planet, unfortunately.
Well, it's bad enough that we have an enormous increase in energy demand, but the worst problem is that we have focused almost entirely on burning fossil fuels. 80% of our energy today comes from burning fossil fuels, which has increased our atmospheric carbon dioxide by 50% just in the past 100 years.
Well, you refer to that as old energy, and I believe it controls like 80% of our energy from fossil fuels that you mentioned. Talk about big energy and their role in this, because they really keep the old energy to the forefront, don't they?
Yes, they do put old energy to the forefront. And, of course, new energy is a much better solution. First, it's everywhere. It's around all of us. New energy falls on you every single day. No matter where you are in this whole world, new energy falls on you. Let's make use of it.
The book we're talking about is Energetics, Your New Energy. It's free, it's clean, it's everywhere, by the author Jeremy Gorman, our guest on the program. It's interesting when you start looking into this, you talk about it's actually doable, and you talk about doing it together. That's a big part of the book. It's something that, you know, I may think there's not a lot I can do, but if I just get with people in my neighborhood, I can make a difference, can't I?
Yes, you can indeed. I like another facet of this idea, and that is working together. As the world gets more crowded and we have more television and radio and stuff like that, people are not anywhere near as interactive with their immediate neighbors as they were before. That's a serious loss, and I think this is a step in the direction to correct that.
You mentioned new energy, and it's, well, it's free, it's clean, it's everywhere. What are some of the sources of new energy that you talk about in the book Energetics?
Well, probably number one is the sun. And fortunately, we are doing something about that. Solar panels are becoming very, very prevalent right now, and that's good. They're coming down in price, which they should, and that's the source. Energy is the largest source of energy. I mean, the sun is the largest source of energy on this world. Let's make use of it.
And you even talk about lunar energy. That's one of the chapters in the book, Energetics. Explain how that works.
What work?
Lunar energy.
Oh, wind energy is, the wind blows everywhere. Most of our windmills are giant structures on top of mountains and wind channels like that. However, wind surrounds every home in the world, but the winds down there are very, very light. So I have designed and I want to use a very small, like 5 or 6 foot windmill, which will work on 1 or 2 mile an hour winds instead of the 9 or 10 mile an hour winds required on the mountaintops, which don't even occur on your house most of the time.
Which is fascinating, because we think we have to have a lot of wind before that's sort of a viable option, and you're saying, no, that's not the case at all. The book is Energetics, Your New Energy. It's free, it's clean, it's everywhere, by Jeremy Gorman. This is a republished book, now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct bookstore orders. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. And you can link onto all of that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll take you directly to information on Jeremy's book, Energetics. When we're talking about new energy, one of the main advantages is, as we keep saying, because it's so obvious, it's there. Old energy that they keep sort of guiding us to, that's finite. We're using it up, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And that's frightening, because there is a time limit on that, and we're getting close to some of these, and we're trying to drill now in places that we've never drilled before, and we'll have a harmful effect on the environment.
I think one of our problems is we're looking for more and more places to drill for oil. I would like to look for less and less, because we don't really need the oil. More energy falls on your home every day than you use. So far, we're ignoring it. Let's not.
In the book Energetics, it shows us how we can save money. And one thing you try to do is get us to form Energet groups, basically neighborhoods getting together. I mentioned that before. If we do it together, we've got a chance at turning this around. Talk about Energet groups and how that works, because it's a very innovative way for everybody in that collective, basically, to save money.
Yes, it is. The nice thing about the Energet groups is this. Many of the devices we have are wonderful for hitting directly on your house, but every house doesn't have a river in its backyard. So those communities which do have rivers, if they work together, they can make use of that and supply whole areas of the neighborhood instead of just one home at a time. So the Energet groups combine the individual use of energy for your home along with the group energy for your neighborhood.
And you sort of take us by the hand and walk us all the way through the process. You present the problems, you present solutions, you present ways that we can actually form neighborhood groups and do our part, getting other people involved to turn this around and to basically save the planet in the process. I mentioned in the beginning that you talk about it's an enormous employment opportunity as well. This really, when you start reading the book and understanding and comprehending what's out there, this really opens up hundreds of thousands of jobs, if not millions, doesn't it?
Yes, that's wonderful. That's exactly why I like the idea. I don't want to just lay off the coal workers. I want to retrain them in the solar and the wind and the geothermal, because then they'll have new jobs, they're cleaner jobs, and they'll probably be better paying jobs. So don't antagonize the coal miners union. Make them the energy workers union instead.
Yeah, you talk about not taking on big energy, not fighting them, but making your own energy, and you lay out how to do that in the book Energetics. One of the other chapters there is urban agriculture and greening our cities. Talk about that. Here's another way that we can be healthy and we can do the right thing for the environment all at the same time.
Yes. Enormous number of buildings in cities have flat tops. Those are just plain blank right now. I would like to see small layers, say 6-8 inches of not necessarily heavy soil, but of potting material, growing materials, and plant things up there. This will put energy, this will put food, et cetera, right in the destitute in inner city neighborhoods where the food is short in the first place. So I want to see, and it'll employ local people, including young people. Kids 8, 10, 12, 15 years old can easily work on those rooftops and produce food for their local community.
And a guide to set it up is in the book, Energetics. The title of Energetics, Your New Energy, it's free, it's clean, it's everywhere. We've talked about the clean, the everywhere. Talk about the it's free. This sort of captures your attention when you're reading that title, but we're thinking if we need solar panels, if we need some of these other things that to take advantage of alternate energy sources, it's going to be expensive. How do we keep the expense down and in some cases have it for nothing?
Well, in the first place, with the solar panels, as the productivity goes up, the price will come down. It has already come down. Solar panels today are about half what they were just 3 years ago, so just 4 years ago. So that I want to see that happen also. But we have additional sources of energy, too, and I would like to learn how to make use of those. We talk about big windmills, but there's more wind blowing on your rooftop than there is up on the mountains. However, it blows in very small amounts and is distributed everywhere. So many, many, many small wind generators is going to produce more energy than the giant ones on the wind tops. And you don't have to send it 30 miles to the user. You send it 30 feet to the user.
All laid out in Energetics, Your New Energy. It's free, it's clean, it's everywhere. And I will add, it's fun as well. You talk about making this an enjoyable experience for you and the others, and I'll use the example again of the neighborhood in putting this together. You can set up rewards. You can set up goals. You can make sort of a competition if you want to. It really is a fun experience once you get this process going.
Yes, I agree. I'd like to see them form a lot of what I call Energet groups, which are local people. 5 to 30 of them meet together. They meet monthly or biweekly or something like that and figure out what are the best resources for their particular area and how do they capitalize them on. There's a lot of information about that on the internet. They can get that. There's some in the book, which will help, and there are leads in the book on how to find that. But the Energet group is a group that works together for a common goal, and they enjoy each other.
And if you need some money for some of these projects, you have ways to set this up, a small membership fee, that small dues, that type of thing. Talk about that, because you have ways that if you do incur expenses, you can cover those expenses and do it in a reasonable manner.
I missed your question a little bit. What is it you want?
Yeah, if it's going to cost some money, you have in the book different ways you can go about that with a membership fee or a small dues, that type of thing.
Oh, yes, small membership fees.
Yes.
Most of these devices are not terribly expensive. You know, a windmill on top of a mountain there costs $500,000 to $1 million. The one on your roof costs $600.
Exactly.
And so that your investment is small, and neighborhoods can join together, and they'll pick a guy, a house, and they'll help him get his together, and then he can pay a fee to help them do the same thing for other houses in the neighborhood. And eventually, they make the entire neighborhood energy independent, and then they can have a big celebration, and they're all making money and saving money, not making money, but saving money.
You know, it's interesting because it starts with the home, doesn't it? Again, so many people say, geez, I would like to do something, but I'm only one person. Well, if you're one person, you've got a home. That's where it all starts.
I agree. Different neighbors have different talents and different backgrounds. They can work together to do things that not one of them can do by themselves. That's why I recommend the Energet groups, because you bring together people of different backgrounds and different talents and different goals and bring them together and focus on how do we get free energy here.
Are there different sources out there for energy that maybe we don't think a lot about? I ask that because you have a chapter in the book on wave energy, and here's like, well, yeah, that could be a source. Talk about wave energy. How realistic is that?
Well, wave energy is primarily from large bodies of water. That's where you're going to find it. Oceans and big lakes like Great Lakes and things like that, where they have waves. You can have floating objects on there which will drive energy, generators and serve and produce and send it locally, so that it's used in the local area. It doesn't have long distances to go. It goes nearby.
In the book Energetics, so many people think, well, maybe nuclear is the way to go. Maybe that is going to be what we end up needing to use more of. And you've got a chapter in the book, Nuclear Energy, a Limited Resource. Talk about the limitations of nuclear energy.
Well, nuclear energy is huge. There's a lot of it. The problem with nuclear energy is it has disastrous waste products and stuff like that. And it is a terrible polluter. It pollutes differently than the carbon dioxide we're throwing into our atmosphere now, but they're much more hazardous and much worse. I don't oppose nuclear energy, but I want to restrict it very carefully because it's got to be controlled very tightly, and the waste products are a disaster, so we have to make sure we know exactly how to manage those. So nuclear energy is questionable, probably valuable, but it's got to be very carefully controlled.
Energetics is the name of the book, your new energy. It's free, it's clean, it's everywhere. The message is delivered in very short, strong sentences. It's very easy to read. It gets right to the point, so you're not wasting a lot of time. It will capture your attention and give you a roadmap, a guide that you can be part of the solution. You can incorporate others in your neighborhood to be part of the solution. The book is a republished book, now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct bookstore orders. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. Link onto all those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What has the reaction been like? Because I know this is a growing movement in the country, and more are starting their Energet groups in their neighborhoods. What's the response been like?
I have seen very little so far, primarily because I guess the book hasn't been published that much yet, so people don't know about it. But the idea is good, but it's not yet well spread. What's one of the reasons I want to get the book out there, so that people know what their opportunity is. Here's an opportunity which is sitting there, and people don't know about it. So let's say, okay, let's show them.
And you do. As I say, you take our hand and you guide us all the way through the process. With you in the process has been Page Turner. I mentioned them as one of the outlets for the book. What has your experience been like in working with Page Turner?
It has been sort of every day. I'm not overwhelmed by their ability, but they've done the job and they've done it. I think they could do it a lot better, and I wish they would, but they probably need my help more than I've given them, and that's my error, not theirs.
Well, it's important to get the message out, so I'm sure you were anxious to get it out to as many people as possible, and you do in the book Energetics, and Energetics, by the way, is E-N-E-R-J-E-T-T-I-C-S, Energetics, your new energy. It's free, it's clean, it's everywhere. Jeremy Gorman is the author of the book. You'll find all the information by going directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It'll get you to pageturner.us and all the other outlets for the book. Jeremy, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Keep up the good work, the innovation that you've done all of your life. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I'm glad to be in touch with you. Thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
It is our pleasure to have you on the program. Energetics, your new energy. It's free, it's clean, it's everywhere. The author is Jeremy Gorman. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.